Arthur Allen Thomas, framed by police for the infamous murders of Harvey and Jeanette Crewe in 1970, is on trial accused of historical sexual offending. A two-week trial in the Manukau District Court started yesterday, 40 years after he was released from prison and compensated with nearly $1 million. In addition to one charge of rape, 83-year-old Mr. Thomas faces four charges of indecent assault relating to two complainants. Jordan Bond reports.
A familiar name, Arthur Allen Thomas, back in court after one of the most extraordinary legal chapters of our time. In the 1970s, Mr. Thomas spent 9 years wrongly imprisoned for the murders of Harvey and Jeanette Crewe, before being pardoned, released and awarded nearly $1 million in compensation. A royal commission into the convictions found that police officers planted a key piece of evidence in the Crewe's garden, a spent bullet casing matching Mr. Thomas's gun. Now, after incorrectly being found guilty under the same coat of arms, he's back in front of a judge, this time Judge John Bergsing. Crown Prosecutor Aaron Perkins, QC, addressed the jury.
You have seen and heard the defendant, Mr. Thomas, plead not guilty to all of the charges. So you, members of the jury, will have an important decision to make at the end of this trial. In fact, you will have five important decisions.
Mr. Thomas first appeared on these charges in late 2019. One complainant alleges they were raped and indecently assaulted. The other alleges they were indecently assaulted three times. Crown Prosecutor Aaron Perkins, QC, says there is a witness who will be called to give evidence who broadly corroborated the complainant's stories. The defence lawyer, Marie Dyberg, QC, said Mr. Thomas denies the assaults ever happened, calling them fabricated.
The defence is they did not happen. These allegations are not true. He has never wavered. He is crystal clear on that position.
RNZ and other media are subject to wide-ranging suppression orders imposed by Judge Bergsing. He directed the jury not to do their own investigation of Mr. Thomas online or speak to others about it, and to only consider what's heard in the courtroom. The jury comprises of 8 men and 4 women, who, at the end of this trial, will write a new chapter in the life of Arthur Allen Thomas.